Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce, and I'm proud to do so, Glenn Schuck, who's a reporter and an anchor for 1010 Winds, a fine radio.com radio station. Though the station is in New York City, he is in Washington, D.C. Morning, Glenn. How are you doing?
Morning. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot calmer, for people just waking up this morning. If they haven't heard yet, the scene is dramatically different compared to yesterday. The National Guard surrounding the Capitol, still perimeter here, and, use of word like deserted, really. I mean, there's no one here. The streets are completely clear, and it's very calm at the moment.
Well, the city itself, I mean, how are things going? Is it as deserted as the Capitol seems to be at this moment?
It does, actually, and it was interesting. I thought maybe just the area right around the Capitol was a residential area. It's actually throughout the city. They had a curfew here throughout the overnight. It seems like most people dealt with that and stayed inside.
Glenn, let's talk for a minute about the Capitol. Have you been given access to the Capitol at this time?
We have not. There's still the barricades all the way around. The National Guard is still out front. I've seen no citizens, no demonstrators, just the National Guard with these barricades all the way around the perimeter. The media are being kept about a block away. There's some buses that keep coming in. I believe these are extra police that are coming in, for example.
Right.
The state of New Jersey sent in some state police, some National Guard from New York, and they're coming in buses. But beyond that, there's really been very little activity.
Well, the only thing I can think of that is similar to this, at least in recent history, is the as you remember in Wisconsin and Madison, a group of people upset with Scott Walker took over the Capitol there, and I think they were in there for a couple of days. They ended up basically defacing the place, spray paint and everything else. I was wondering if these guys, other than taking photos and whatever, if there was any damage done to the Capitol. Have you heard anything from inside?
There was damage. It's not extensive, but there were windows smashed on doors, for example.
Yeah.
I was being told of some spray painting that was done. Ironically, with the inauguration coming, they have the grandstand set up here and the bleachers and the platforms, and I was told that there is some minor damage to that. People were scaling that and climbing it to try to get better access to the Capitol building. And so much of the talk here this morning really is about how this happened. I mean, how could so many people have gotten inside, spent a pretty substantial amount of time inside. You even saw some posts on social media about people taking selfies of themselves without even being bothered. So it's there's going to be a lot of questions that need to be answered.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are questioning the security. And, having been in Washington myself, as are you now, security's already, to this point, was pretty tight anyway, was it not?
It was. And they certainly knew this was coming. They knew there would be a large crowd. I think it's the coordination. They have, as everyone knows, D.C. police, and they have, federal officials, and then I think the coordination is what broke down here in terms of the response. There was a response eventually, and there is now. No one's going to get near it now, but it's a little, too late after the fact. It was, some scary times here yesterday. I was not here. I came overnight, but, some of the reporters I talked to and some of the citizens on the block not far away said they were really afraid. I mean, they really didn't know what was coming next.
Wow. And, okay, do we have any idea, Glenn, when you were talking to the people that were there during the incident? It's more than an incident, but anyway, the whole thing. Did you find that, do they have an idea of how many people got into the Capitol?
Well, it certainly doesn't, and they use, and apparently, according to witnesses I spoke to this morning, they said that some of the demonstrators used some type of chemical like a mace or a tear gas on the police to do so. And that's pretty incredible in itself. And in terms of the preparation, again, how they managed to just overwhelm the police. So It seems to be in the dozens, you know. And if you see the pictures on social media, people climbing the walls of the Senate building, it's astounding.
Yeah, and of course now the thing that remains to be done is you figure out how did this happen, and then you start playing the blame game. And, you know, obviously people are going to blame President Trump, who addressed this crowd. I don't think he told them to take over the Capitol, but nevertheless, in these political times in which we live, that's going to happen. I think Ilhan Omar from Minnesota has called for, I guess, basically the 25th Amendment. So, you know, this ain't over yet until the 20th. And probably not over after that. It's very quiet this morning, nothing much going on. We did have, as I recall, and there are some shots out there, of people who were shot. I think we had one woman die, did we not? Or more than that, maybe.
Yes, and we've confirmed she's an Air Force veteran from Southern California. She was shot in the chest. Again, it appears to be, based on preliminary information, she was shot by police as she was trying to get into the Capitol. And again, a long time, four tours in the Air Force. I was here with other members of a group from Southern California, I believe the San Diego area. She passed away. And then three others who died were being told they died from what they're calling medical emergencies.
Right.
So we have to find out exactly what that's all about. So.
Yeah, I would imagine a heart attack or something like that, I suppose. I'm just guessing. Were any of the people that got into the Capitol, were they armed?
We heard from the police chief last night that they recovered a number of guns. Now, he didn't say he recovered them inside. He said they did recover, I believe, five unregistered weapons, and also a pipe bomb, which is a little disconcerting.
Yeah, that was, yeah, I saw that.
But they did recover some handguns. I don't know, again, if they were outside or it's those who were trying to get in or if they're actually in, but there were at least five or six weapons that were recovered, yes.
Wow. And I understand around Washington, DNC headquarters and RNC headquarters, both the national committees, I thought they'd found some pipe bombs in front of those places, I think. Did you hear anything about that, Glenn?
No, you're right. They did. The chief Conte here did confirm that last night around 9:30 when he spoke. So that is confirmed.
God.
We're going to get a lot more of this information coming up this morning. You know, they'll identify those who were lost their life. At least 52 arrests, we're told, but that probably is a higher number also. So
yeah,
lots of information to come.
Well, Glenn, it's another real reason. You can go see the Smithsonian while you're there? No. Glenn, thank you very much for your time. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good day, everybody.
All right, Glenn Schuck. He's a reporter, anchor, 1010 Winds in New York City, and that is a radio.com station.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.